Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for being who you are. You make me proud, small business owners, when you're out there doing what you do, and when you give me some time and hang out with us, it's very much appreciated. And we're going to do our best to make it worth your while here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Beverly Flaxington back on the show. Beverly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a human behavior coach. She is the author of Make Your Shift, also Self-Talk for a Calmer You, among many other things. And she's an adjunct professor at Suffolk University, and she's our good friend, Beverly Flaxington. Welcome back to the show.
Always happy to be here, Jim. It's an honor to be invited.
You're always welcome here, Beverly. So confidence, this confidence thing, before we're through today, I want to talk about the differences in the way men think about confidence, the way women think about confidence. But I want you to tell us what you think that means, the word confidence. I mean, I know you're thinking, well, duh, but, you know, I'm not sure it doesn't deserve to be talked about a little bit, the word, the definition.
Yes, because I think that we make this assumption that confidence has to do with bravado. It has to do with, you know, it's that person who's willing to walk into a room filled with people they don't know and go around and shake hands. So I think we equate confidence with the extreme extrovert, the person who just seems comfortable at all times,
right,
on stage doing what they're doing. But I think confidence has more to do with knowing your audience, who it is that you're talking to, knowing what it is that you're talking about, having an organized, thoughtful way, and knowing, Jim, why you're talking to them and what you want for an outcome. I think confidence is when we shift away from me thinking about specifically my script and my exact words I have to use, and me turning more to I'm focused on you, I'm focused on your listeners, I'm focused on your audience. It doesn't become about me, it becomes about the person that I'm delivering something to.
So are you saying confidence is preparation and paying attention?
I think a lot of gaining confidence comes from preparation, paying attention, taking my focus off of me. So, Jim, it's interesting. We've been doing a lot of training lately, and we came across this equation. So in our business, we work with a lot of financial people, and we talk about trust, of course. It's all about trust. Do I trust you with my money, my lifestyle, et cetera? There's some work done on something called the trust equation. And so what they came back with is actually a mathematical equation, numerical equation, that above the line you have credibility plus reliability plus what they call intimacy. We might call it connection or knowing the person.
Mm-hmm.
But below the line, Jim, is minimizing self-orientation. And I think that is so brilliant.
Explain that. In minimizing self-orientation. Explain that.
So that means if I'm in relationship with you and you're my client, you're my partner, you're my customer, you're my person I want to be working with, that to the degree that I can take myself out of it and really focus on you, consultative questioning, active listening, putting my own needs to the side for the moment while I listen to you, while I focus on you, to the degree that I can minimize my interest in self, is to the degree that equation is going to go up and you're going to trust me more. And I think that's
if I do that, I have the ability to let you talk so I can listen, which takes the pressure off of me.
Bingo.
Right? Isn't that part of it? I mean, isn't that some of it? I mean, you're talking about a mechanical. See what I love about this is what I love about selling. A lot of people think selling is an art. But there's a lot of science in selling. And what you're talking about is the science of confidence. Because you're talking about preparing and using communication techniques and intention. Those are all science things. That's not art. And it's I think you're exactly right, but you have to, of course, you have to pull it off with sincerity too, because you and I both know people who, you know, my grandson asked me what my favorite movie was the other day, but what he really wanted to do was to tell me what his favorite movie was. He didn't pull it off with sincerity. He just wanted to get the conversation going so he could tell me what his favorite movies were, right? So.
In the hopes that maybe you'd take them.
Right, exactly. But I like what you're saying. Go ahead.
No, well, I was going to say, you're on to something. But I think you're really on to something to bring the sales aspect into this, because it's key.
Well, see, the two things that I was thinking about as you were talking. One of them is what Ivan Meisner, the president and the founder the chairman and the founder of Business Network International, has told us 100 times on the show, the law of reciprocity, givers gain. Givers gain. You know, you should say that over and over again. Another thing is that I talk about in my book, Beverly, is when you're selling, contribute first, contract second. In the age of the customer, you contribute first, you contract second. And I think that's what you're talking about.
Well, I was actually going to reference that I do think that your book, you know, for people who haven't read it, they ought to, because I think it has a lot of what we're talking about inside of it. Because the sales model, you know, I think that those of us, and we certainly have, and many of your listeners may have, but, you know, when you grow up in sales, I can remember very early in my career when I worked for a very large company and I was selling a particular product, however, people would have had an experience with the company. And so sometimes they would just be chewing me out, nasty to me. And it had nothing to do with me, but it had to do with their experience with my employer. And I learned early on that you have to develop this sense of, I need to really care about what's going on with them. I can't take any of this on. It's almost like I can't let it inside my skin. I have to develop a little bit of an armor. And so I do think that when you go through that, you're forced to develop a certain level of confidence, because it's that or you don't survive. But most people don't encounter that, or hopefully they don't. It's not a lot of fun early in your career.
But also most people don't think about generating their confidence from putting you first. Most people don't think about that. And I think that's a new way of thinking about confidence for a lot of folks, and I think you really hit on something. I need your website, Beverly.
It's www.
Beverly, I need your website.
It's the-collaborative.com.
The-collaborative.com. Check it out, folks. The book's called "Make Your Shift," and self-talk for a calmer you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.